Last time we went through your Yoredei Asim in Reish Nun, how much tzedakah should you give to those asking? So we did the whole sinin, the five sifim, but we left a few things that were a little bit more detailed and complicated. So hopefully we will go through it again with this part of the sinin with more clarity. So the Gemara in Bava Basra brings down a braisa that an ani that's going door to door, the terminology is ein nizkakin lo, which Rashi explains you don't have to give him anything from the kupas tzedakah. You don't have to give him anything in the kupas tzedakah. He's going door to door, you can assume that he'll manage. Then the Gemara brings a story where Rav Papa followed the literal, simple reading of the Braisa. Most Rishonim understand that Rav Papa was the Gabbai Tzedakah, and he didn't give the Ani anything. To which Rav Sama was disturbed, and he said, you know, why didn't you give him anything? If you don't give him anything, no one's going to give him anything, and then, you know, he's, God forbid, he could die of poverty, die of hunger. So Rav Papa says, I'm just following the Braisa. The Braisa says, not to give him. To which they respond, when it says, ain this cucking low, you don't help him, I guess would be a better definition. It means you don't help him with a matana maruba. You don't have to give him a lot of money. But you do need to give him something. You need to give him a matana mu'etes. And Tosus describes, what's a matana maruba? Is kidei se'uda. What he needs for a se'uda. I don't know, how much is a kidei se'uda? How much is a meal cost nowadays? Somewhere between 20 and 50 shekels. Right? It depends what you want to eat. So, let's say it's 50 shekel. Be generous. So you don't have to give him 50 shekel kidei se'uda, but you should give him something.
Something
can be shekel. Right, something can be anything. Right. So, the question is, discussed by the Rishonim, a few things that come out of here. Are we only talking about a Gabbai Tzedakah? Many Rishonim say we're talking about a Gabbai Tzedakah, which means if he's going door to door, the Gabbai Tzedakah does not need to give him a lot of money, even for Kidei Se'uda, we would call that a lot. He doesn't need to give him a Kidei Se'uda, which the Gemara calls Matana Maruba, but he needs to give him something. Okay, well, what about the individuals? Does each individual have to give him something? That's one question. The Rambam understands that it's going on the individual. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that the individual does not need to give him a matana maruba, does not need to give him a full kidei se'uda, let's say the 50 shekel, but the individuals need to give him something. So that's the Rambam. But according to the other Rishonim, that we're dealing with the Gabbai Tzedakah doesn't need to give him a lot of money, even a kidei se'uda, a full kidei se'uda, 50 shekel. They need to give him something. What are all the individuals? So you could understand that the individuals don't need to give him anything. The Gabbai Tzedakah needs to give him something. The individuals don't need to give him anything. That's the first way the Prisha explains the Machlokes between the Rosh and the Rabbah. But then, that's like kind of the Havamim. Then the Maskana, the preacher wants to say the other way. That the Gabbai Tzedakah has to give him a Matana Mu'etes, a little bit, has to give him something. But it doesn't tell us about each and every individual that he's knocking on the door. So you could say that, so according to the Rambam, it's the same. You give him a Matana Mu'etes. But according to the other Rishonim, you can either say that they don't need to give him anything. Only the Gabbai Tzedakah needs to give him something. Everyone else doesn't need to give him anything. Or you can say the opposite. The Gabbai Tzedakah, who's collecting money from the community for charity, he doesn't need to give him a lot of money. Because the guy's going to the door. It'll work out for him. But the individuals, they have to give him a ton of rupa. You got to give him the full 50 shekel to make sure he has a meal. Those are the two ways of understanding the flip side. Because again, assuming, according to what you're showing, we're talking about the Gabbai Tzedakah. The Gabbai Tzedakah doesn't need to give a lot, he needs to give a little. Little, we said, let's say less than 50 shekel. That's the Gabbai Tzedakah. Everybody else is not like the Gabbai Tzedakah. So everybody else either needs to give less than that, less than a little bit is nothing, zero, or everyone else needs to give a matana maruba. Those are the two ways of looking at it. And the other question is, this is discussing the ani that's going door to door. What about the ani that doesn't go door to door? The ani calls you up and says, I know you have, you know, you're better off than I am financially. I'm not going to go door to door. It's too embarrassing. I don't want to do that. I'm coming only to you. So now what? So he's totally depending on you. Okay, so let's try to see some of this inside. So we need to figure out, what does the individual need to give when he's going door to door? And we are going to see the Tur Dabach and the Shach hold that the individual needs to give. Actually, they're going to go with the Rambam. Let's see. Okay, let's go through this again. Reish Nun Aleph. Kama knows of Ani. Dei Machsaro Asher Yechsar Lo. You have to give him what he's missing. Okay, now, what he's missing, right, again, we discussed this last time. It's a little bit hard for us to really appreciate what that means. And again, if the guy's missing his Cadillac, now it could be if he's driving a Cadillac, you shouldn't be driving a Cadillac. You're missing a car. You can't be missing a Cadillac. You're missing a Cadillac, we don't have to get you a Cadillac. But maybe we have to get you a car. But that doesn't take priority over the neighbor who doesn't even have food for Shabbos, obviously. Now, the way I understand, I'm making up the following, but what comes out of the sugya a little bit, it seems, how do we understand the idea of dei machsaro? You have to give the ani what he's missing. Is that a din of the ani? The ani must receive what he's missing. So where is he going to get it from? He's going to get it from the kupon stock. If they have it, they don't have it. Or is dei machsaro talking about the one who's giving the tzedakah? I must give dei machsaro. I can't give him dei machsaro. How much money do I have? Okay, you don't have it. So it's kind of like, is it going on the individual? Is it going on the tzibur? Is it more from the angle of the ani must receive what he's lacking? Or this is my personal obligation, if I can afford it? Those seem to be the two ways of looking at it. So after Sif Aleph goes through the whole thing with dei machsaro and get him what he's missing, what he's lacking, what he's accustomed to. So then the Rambam says, Hagah, v'nirei d'kozeh v'gabei tzedakah. This is for the gabei tzedakah. It's his job to give the dei machsaro. O Rabbi Biyachad, the community as a whole has to take care of their aniyim to the point that they are not lacking what they are used to. Aval ein hayochim v'chuyav v'tein l'ami dei machsaro. The individual is not obligated to give dei machsaro. Dei machsaro is not, that pasuk is not speaking to me as an individual. That's speaking to the community at large and the gabei tzedakah who represents the community. So what should the individual do? But you should help him. El modia tzaro l'rabbi. Now this one I find is very interesting. You should tell people about this person's tzar and they can help out. Now that's somewhat of a dangerous thing to do because not everybody can have it. I guess you do it, maybe do it without his name. It doesn't talk about the embarrassing him. Do you need his permission? It doesn't discuss that. And on the Dia Tzara L'Rabim, you appeal to the masses for help. It ain't Rabim that's slow. Now, let's say there is no Rabim. We don't live in a community. We don't have a Gabbai Tzedakah. We kind of live, in the middle of Monticello, Liberty. There's no community. I got a house just in the middle of wherever. If ain't Rabbi Metzlo, Yitin lo hayochi. So then, if there is no tzibur, if there is no kupon tzedakah, then the individual must give him dei machsaro what he's lacking. In yadum haseges, if he can afford it. If he can't afford it. As we learned back in Siman Reish Man Tes. So this is like a third way of looking at it. Is it a din of the tzibur? Yes. Is it a din of the individual? Maybe. If it's a tzibur, it's not a din of the individual, but once there's no tzibur, then it becomes a din of the individual. Because I guess we have to make sure the ani has dei machsaro. Do I have to do that? The tzibur has to do it. There's no tzibur. So then it falls on the individual. Okay, so the Shach over here brings down the Bach, who wants to say
So the Rambam says it's going to the Gabbai Tzedaka, or the masses, the community. And if there's no community, and there's no Gabbai Tzedaka, then it goes on the individual. The Shach over here, in Sifkat and Aleph, brings down the Bach. And the Bach says that also the individual has to give Dei Matzara. However, the Shach is bothered by that. So the Shach answers the Bach, but look inside, Shach, Sifkat and Aleph. If the individual can afford it, he has to foot the whole bill. Like we saw back in Reishman Tef. You have to give him what he's lacking. Okay, so based on, and then they bring down the Gemara that we just had in Daf Yomi. Ksuvis Dav Sam Zayin. Hila Zake ran in front of the, got him a horse, ran in front of it, and gave him what he was used to. So what do you see? The obligations on the individual. Then the Shach says, I'm not convinced. I don't like the Bach's proof. The aim because, it's a few lines down, the aim because of Hefrech. That's not a good proof. The Yesh Lomar, because of Mayri, Mishin Rabbi Metzla, Oshin Rabbi Masagis, Nasayelo. Maybe all those cases that you're bringing down, or those Gemaras that talk about giving the Ani what he's lacking, that's only when there's no rabbi, there's no community. That's what it's talking about. Maybe that's what it means. So the Grub brings it down. And that's what the Beis Yosef holds. The Beis Yosef holds, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef holds, and the Ramah holds. It's a din of the community. It's not a din of the individual. The Shach brings out the Bach and says, seems to say it's a din of the individual. The Shach uses the thumb and says, no, it's not a proof that it's a din of the individual. Because those cases could be there was no tzibur. If there's no community, then it falls on the individual. But really, it's a din in the community. To which the Vilna Gaon doesn't like. The Vilna Gaon, the Bira Gra, Ois Gimel says, Habach Cholak Azeh, the Bach disagrees with the Ramah. Ramah says it's a din of the Gabbai Tzedaka. The Bach says, no, it's a din of the individual. Ubach Cholak Azeh, Mashkot Hashem, Amru Al Hila, from Daf Yomi, Shuv Sama Zayin. The Hila ran in front and did everything himself. The Divrei Shach ain't hearing, but I don't agree with the Shach who wants to say that was only talking about because there's no community. No, says the Gra. I side with the Bach, that it's incumbent even on the individual, which is what the Torah says, which is not like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says it's not incumbent on the individual. The individual should just recruit his friends, not bad, it's on the community. The Taz also says Sifkat and Aleph that the Ramah here is Nimshach Achar Beis Yosef. The Ramah is done with the opinion of the Beis Yosef. Shecholek ala Tur, who is disagreeing with the Tur. The Tur holds it on the individual. The Bach holds it on the individual. The Gra holds on the individual. But the Shach and the Beis Yosef and the Ramah hold that it's not on the individual. It's a major league machlokas Rishoni. Okay, now this is if he's not going door to door. This is when he's not going door to door. When he's not, if he's going door to door, so we said the Gabbai gives him a little bit, and everybody else, we have to see what everybody else is. He's not going door to door. If he's going door to door, it's a separate set of rules. This is when he's not going door to door. He's not going door to door. Is it on the individual, or is it still on the tzibur? He only came to me. He didn't go anywhere else, but my job is to rally up the troops and get everybody to help out. But it's not incumbent on me to provide him with Deimach Soro, even if I can afford it. That's the big focus over here, between the Shach, the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah, against the Tur, the Gra, and the Bach. Then, skip down to Siv Gimel. On the Hamachazer al Psachim, once he's going door to door, you don't need to give him a big donation, you only need to give him a little donation. Sif Aleph is where he's not going door to door. He's not going door to door. So you have to provide him with his needs. Who has to provide him with his needs? The Rambam says the Gabbai Tzedaka has to provide him with the needs. and the Shach agrees with the Rama, and the Beis Yosef also. Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, Rama, Shach all say that it's not on the individual; it's on the community, and the Bach, the Tur, the Bach, and the Gra. To put it in chronological order, the Tur, the Bach, and the Gra hold that he's not going door to door, and therefore even the individual must provide him a day machzara if he can afford it.
But each individual, that he's going to get.
Well, no. It's not each individual. He's not going door to door. He's only going to you. He's not only going to you. And then Sif Gimel takes us back to the real sugya on the Hamachazer al Pesachim. That takes us back to Baba Basra Daf Tes. On the Hamachazer al Pesachim, Einosim lo Me'akupa Matanam Ruba Ela Matanam Ruetas. You don't give him a big donation, only a little donation. So who's that referring to? According to most Rishonim, it's referring to the Gabbai Tzedakah. What about everybody else? Doesn't say. According to the Rambam, that's referring to everybody. Okay, according to the Rambam, it's referring to the Gabbai Tzedakah and the individuals. Everyone gives them a little bit. I mean, right? That's fair. That makes sense. Don't overburden any individuals. Go door to door. Everyone give them a little bit. In the end, they'll have what he needs, hopefully. But according to the other Rishonim, we could say this is only talking about the Gabbai Tzedakah. It doesn't sound like that because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't specify. It's only talking about the Gabbai Tzedakah. Then we don't know about the individuals. The Prisha had two ways of looking at it. The individuals, they don't have to give him anything. Or no, the individuals have to give him a full 50 shekel for a full su'udah. So here in Sif Gimel we have, let's see. Shach Sif Katan Dalit. Shach Sif Katan Dalit says, V'hu adin mikol yochi v'yochi. Shemachazir etzlok. Ein tzarech atenu matan aruba. Each individual is going door to door. Everyone, it's basically Shita Saramba. That not only the Gabbai Tzedakah, everybody must give him a little bit. Not a lot, a little bit. You don't need to give him a big matana. Everyone has to give him a little bit. The Taz, Sifkat and Aleph, goes to the Sugya, spells it out. Okay, he explains things a little bit differently. We're going to stick with the Shach. So, the Shach basically is going with the Rambam. Telling you everyone's the same. Everybody has to give him a little bit. No one has to break the bank and give him a lot. That's because he's going door to door. But if he calls you up privately, he's not going door to door. So then the question is, do you have to provide him with day machzoro? They have again, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah and the Shach saying that no, it applies to the tzibur. You rally up the troops. And the Tur and the Shach, no, the Tur, the Bach, and the Gro, they say, no, he's not going door to door, and therefore you as an individual have to provide him with what he's missing if you can afford it. So that is a touch up on Siman Reish Nun.